Country Pop FM.
Later the mains, it's time for the almanac, or it's the bell lap of the team pursuit. Cross-country race going
on.
If I'm a little distracted, they're airing right now the team pursuit that was won by Afton's own. She skied at Stillwater. She's a Stillwater student, native of Afton. They do some skiing there at Afton. In fact, they have the Alps in Afton. Do you know the Alps were there?
Yeah.
The Andes aren't there, but the Alps are.
That's a good thing.
That's right.
Did Canada hang on?
Canada beat Finland 1-0, so they're in the semifinals. Looks like Germany advanced as well. And then it's Czechoslovakia and Russia.
Okay.
Those are your final four. No U.S. again, disappointingly. We are going to start today with an almanac salute.
Yeah.
I want to take this opportunity to welcome all of you. As you have already heard, we've been in the Tacoma Dome the last few days, and now we switch to the King Dome. And we were here in 1976, and I believe we hold the record as the largest crowd that's ever been in the in this dome.
There he is. Forget about the Seahawks, the Supersonics, the Mariners, WrestleMania. Billy Graham holds the record for the biggest crowd ever at the King Dome, King County, Seattle, Washington.
As well he should.
He would fill stadiums, and he was much respected. He wasn't like those other televangelists that Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart and those guys that ran into problems. He's dead. He passed away. 99 years old.
That was sometime earlier today, we believe, right?
Yeah. The Hour of Decision. I used to fall asleep listening to that on another radio station, and we aired it on the station I worked at, but I never worked Sunday mornings.
Oh, sure.
I worked Saturday mornings. I do the coaches show, and there was no way they were going to make me come in on Sunday, too.
No, I didn't do Sundays either.
No, nope. So, the Hour of Decision, which, funny, wasn't an hour.
It was a half hour.
It was a half hour decision, but it was the Hour of Decision. Somewhere they got an hour there, but he was Billy Graham. He could make up his own rules.
Yes.
And
How many different presidents did he...
He counseled so many of them. I think Nixon, and I remember seeing pictures of him with Nixon.
Kennedy,
yeah, he was a big fan of Kennedy, or at least a good friend of Kennedy. I don't know if he always agreed with his policies.
Right.
But Billy Graham, dead at the age of 99.
Good run.
1848, this date. I recommend anybody, if you ever have a chance, publish a manifesto.
Ah.
Publish a manifesto.
Okay.
You want to have that on your gravestone. This man published a manifesto. And if it's a manifesto, it's long. I mean, the thing is like a cement block as far as the heft of it.
Oh, yeah.
The communist man, just make sure it's not a communist manifesto. That might not be looked upon too positively.
Right.
But the communist manifesto published by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. We all know Karl Marx, but poor Friedrich Engels has kind of been lost to history. That was 1848.
He wasn't on Little House on the Prairie, was he? Engels?
Frederick Engels, no, he different, was not. It's one. Different okay. spelling. Okay. He was not part of the Engels family.
Okay.
But he did know Mr. Edwards.
Well,
he did know. He did know Isaiah Edwards because old Dan Tucker was a fine old man. He knew that song. 1878, 30 years later, speaking of manifestos, you could say that some of the telephone books that we've received over the history, they're thick.
Right.
The phone book for Minneapolis was big.
Yep.
And a lot of yellow pages, the first ever telephone directory issued in the U.S., distributed to residents in New Haven, Connecticut on this date, 1878.
Now they're obsolete.
It was a single page. It only had 50 names on there.
Oh, really? Okay.
The very first phone book, 18.
It was hardly a book then.
1885, the Washington Monument was dedicated. It sat unfinished for many, many years. I think during the Civil War, they didn't finish it. And if you go and see it in public today, and if the light hits it just right, or if you see pictures, you can see where they got it to at one point in time, and then it stopped, and then you can see where they finished it, where they started it again. There's a line. There's a clear line.
Okay.
Difference in the stone.
Sure.
And ages of the stone, and maybe where they got the stone, Washington Monument. It's quite the edifice, quite the spear.
Yes.
Reaching into the sky. I need to go to Washington, D.C. I'd like to do that.
I do, too.
To visit some of those monuments, or all of them, in fact, as many as possible. 1931.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. So speedy.
You know, you haven't lived until you just take an Alka-Seltzer tablet, just throw it right in your mouth.
Oh, boy.
That's what you should do. You really need to do it. I haven't done it yet, but I hear it's great. I hear it's great.
Pop rocks,
like
on
pop
steroids.
Rocks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Alka-Seltzer, first introduced to consumers. It has a tremendous effervescence.
Yes, it does.
I'm a big effervescent guy, and that's many people describe my personality as effervescent.
Huh.
Have you heard that?
I'm sure I probably just overlooked it there. My hearing aid wasn't properly tuned.
1965, civil rights leader Malcolm X shot to death. He was assassinated on this date.
That was a bad deal.
He was addressing a crowd at the Audubon Ballroom in New York City. Only 39. That was in 65. You know, they have a saying, only Nixon could go to China, and he did.
The Chairman Mao, the Prime Minister Zhou, and to the friendship of the Chinese and American people, which can lead to friendship and peace for all people in the world.
Historic.
Some great words right there from President Richard Milhouse Nixon. It was his first day of his historic visit in China. U.S. and China had not had a single communique, no communications, no contact for decades. Like more than 20 years.
Wow.
And we reconnected on this date in 1972. I'm pretty sure that Kim Jong-un claims that he was there.
Well,
for that.
I'm sure.
Even though he hadn't been born yet.
He's not old enough to have been there, but I'm sure he was.
I hope there was a broadcaster to broadcast this game, because he could feel the pain of Neil Freeman in an Onamia Malacca game. What was it, 4-2 at halftime?
5-2
at halftime?
Yeah.
Because here's a 1979 game, Iowa girls high school basketball. They played four quarters scoreless. And it went four overtimes, and the final was 4-2.
Wow, what a battle.
A four overtime girls basketball high school varsity game.
4-2 final.
4-2 final in four overtimes.
Well, that's wrong on many, many levels.
I'd like to see their shooting percentage stats. Now
I believe turnovers very much outweighed.
Now remember, this is Iowa girls basketball. They played it different back then, where it's half court. Only one player went like full court, another two stayed on one side, and the other two stayed on the other, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was weird.
Different. It
they
was
still
different.
Won't do that, do they?
There are not whole state, but when I was living in Iowa 10 years ago, there was still some sections, some areas of the state that still played it that style.
Wow.
I remember reading up on it. I wanted to go to it. I never got a chance.
Yeah.
1983, a guy by the name of Donald Davis runs 1 mile backwards. He ran 1 mile backwards in 6 minutes, 7.1 seconds. I couldn't run forwards. I probably couldn't even complete a mile forward.
No.
He did it backwards in 6 minutes, 7.1 seconds.
Very disco Danny Ford-like.
Donald Davis. He did do that one time.
Yeah, he ran.
He was eccentric.
Ran from third to home backwards.
Much of the chagrin of Johnny Gorel, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who was the third base coach at that time, and maybe the manager, Gene Mock.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
The general.
Yeah.
1988. This day, we talked about Billy Graham, and on the same day that Billy Graham passes away, this happened.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. Ask that your precious blood.
The disgrace, Jimmy Swaggart, on this date. He addressed his congregation. He said he was guilty of an unspecified sin. It was well known what that sin was. He had gotten together with a prostitute at a seedy motel. And it was a rival televangelist that caught him, because Jimmy Swaggart had this other televangelist defrocked or whatever, thrown out of the union.
Right.
And then Jimmy Swaggart, as a bit of revenge, this other guy got Jimmy Swaggart on camera going to this hotel, and Jimmy Swaggart was then defrocked. That was on this date, 1988. And in 2000, David Letterman.
Ladies and gentlemen, after what I have been through, I am just happy to be wearing clothing that opens in the front.
David Letterman had undergone quintuple bypass surgery 5 weeks earlier. made his return to The Late Show on CBS this day, 2000.
That's great.
Birthdays today. Gloria Vanderbilt's birthday was yesterday.
Madam? What do you call me, madam?
Ladies' glasses. Now look here. See, it's right here. Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
You sold me ladies' glasses.
That's good stuff, Gloria Vanderbilt. A belated reference to her. She was 91. Record executive stage producer David Geffen, 75. You heard of Geffen Records? More than likely.
Yes, we have.
75 today for him. Now, there have been so many buddy-buddy cop shows and movies.
Sure.
But finally, one with two ladies.
Oh, yes.
Revolutionary, Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah, I watched it a few times.
I was much more of a Sharon Gless guy.
Yeah. I remember Tyne Daly kind of made her debut in a Clint Eastwood movie. Of the Dirty Harrys.
Yeah.
Was she got gunned down at the end.
That had to be a thrill for her.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tyne Daly. Make my day.
She was his partner.
Tyne Daly, 72. That's too bad. Yeah, you know, then sad. She could sing because she was in Gypsy. She played Rose, Gypsy Rose, in the Broadway production of Gypsy. She was on some show. She was on, was it Oprah or somewhere? She was on a talk show, and she just sang. No, it was Dolly. She sang with Dolly Parton.
Huh.
And somebody saw her sing with Dolly Parton on Dolly Parton special or something, and they go, well, we're going to give her a chance at a Broadway show, Gypsy.
Multi-talented.
So, Tyne Daly, that's Tim Daly, the guy from Wings.
Yes.
Tyne Daly is his older sister.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I didn't know that either.
72, Tyne Daly. He was Frasier.
Thanks for the cold one, Sam.
You're welcome, Frasier.
The beer, I mean, not Diane.
He loved to run with scissors.
Yes, he did.
He was Frasier Crane on Cheers, and of course he Frasier later on, one of the great spinoffs of all time.
He won some awards for that role.
Kelsey Grammer.
Very good.
Is 63. Mary Chapin Carpenter, country singer.
She's a good one.
MC Squared is sometimes we like to shorten her name to.
Yeah.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is 60 today. I'm going to play a full song in its entirety in honor of her 60th birthday today.
Nice.
Alan Trammell, the former Detroit Tiger player and manager, is heading to the Hall of Fame.
Pretty good shortstop.
Along with his old teammate Jack Morris. He was born on this date 1958. Right. He's 60.
Wow.
He's the big 6-0.
Remember, wasn't Sweet Lou Whitaker his second base?
Oh, yeah.
Base counterpart.
Yeah, he was number one. Pretty good double play combo.
Yes, they were.
Body by Jake guy, Jake Steinfeld. I haven't seen his body recently, but I'm sure it's just fine.
Right.
Body by Jake, 60 today. Let's head to the Blue Lagoon.
Wake up. It's Christmas morning.
Christmas?
Yesterday, I counted 52 big marks on the tree, and last night he came.
What are you talking about, Richard?
Santa Claus. And I saw his reindeer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, all of them right down there on the beach. Come on.
I'm pretty sure that I was not allowed to see Blue Lagoon when I was 10.
Right.
We would have liked to have seen scantily clad Brooke Shields.
Sure.
Very scandalous at that time.
Very much so.
Although they used a body double.
Yeah.
That came out later
because
she was underage. But quite the... I just always assumed that was Willie Ames that was in that with Brooke Shields. Oh, yeah, that movie with Willie Ames? He looked just like Willie Ames.
Did he ever?
Christopher Atkins, who was opposite Brooke Shields. Nobody remembers him. He was also on Dallas. He's 57 today. One of the lesser talented of the Baldwin brothers, Billy Baldwin, 55. Terry Allen, the former Vikings running back.
Drafted him
out of Clemson. Remember, he had both knees.
Yes.
Total reconstruction, and then he went and rushed for 1,000 yards for the Minnesota Vikings. That was in the early 90s. He is 50 today.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Eric Heatherly. This was his one big hit, the remake of Flowers on the Wall. You ever seen him live in concert anywhere?
I have not, I have to say.
Eric Heatherly is 48. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 39, Party of Five, the I Know What You Did Last Summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
39 for her. And Blanket Jackson, the youngest son of pop legend Michael Jackson.
Blanket?
Yeah, because that was the baby that he was in Paris and he was at the hotel and he dangled the baby over, right? Yeah. Is that the one that he dangled over
the
porch, over the balcony, and then they put a blanket over the baby to protect its protect its identity. I don't know why.
But
anyway, Blanket. They call him Blanket. Youngest son of Michael Jackson, 16 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Yawkey, whose daddy owned the Boston Red Sox for 43 years. He had the unenviable task of trying to overcome the curse of the Bambino. You know, their family took it over there shortly after.
He didn't pull the deal, though. He inherited that situation.
Yes, he did. 1903, film director Sam Peckinpah. He directed many a great Western. I know that for a fact. Very famous film director, 1925. Dr. Jack Ramsey. He was the coach of the Portland Trailblazers with Bill Walton in around 77. That beat Dr. J and the 76ers for the NBA title. Much to my chagrin. And he's done a ton of TV commentary work, too. Jack Ramsey, 1925 as well. Humorist Irma Bombeck, used to read her in the paper, 1927.
Not my kind of humor.
No, that wasn't my deal. Emmy award-winning actress Rue McClanahan.
It's just breaking my heart. I've never cared for a man as much as Fidel Santo Domingo.
Santiago.
Oh, whatever. The point is, he's rich, he's handsome, and we were made for each other, even if I don't speak Mexican.
Spanish.
Whatever.
There she is with the Golden Girls.
She got around.
Yes, she was.
What was her last name? Blanche.
I don't know.
Not Blanche Dvorak. Blanche Devereaux.
There you go. Rue McClanahan was that actress. Born on this day, 1934. Played one of the best bad guys in several different movies.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, including Die Hard. Alan Rickman.
Cowboy, Mr. McLean, Americans, all alike. Well, this time John Wayne does not walk off into the sunset with Grace Kelly.
It's Gary Cooper.
Enough jokes.
Yeah, you had to edit that, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, he was Hans. Hans Gruber.
He was Hans Gruber. He was Alan Rickman, and he was born on this day, 1946. Emmy award-winning actor Larry Drake. Remember him from L.A. Law?
Go with Harold.
I don't want to go with Harold. I want to go with you.
I'm busy now.
You mad at me?
Go with Harold. You kissed him. That means you like him.
You like him, too?
Well, how about sex? You gonna have sex with him?
No.
I hope not. Yeah. Not on L.A. Law, not on TV, not on prime time, please.
He was.
Although they're getting pretty close to it these days. Boy, but that was a revolutionary role for him, playing a special needs person on L.A. Law.
Yeah, had a major role on that program. Larry
Benny.
Drake.
Benny was his name.
Yeah, he played that part. He was born on this day, 1950. And race car fans certainly remember the name Davey Allison of the Allison family of race car drivers and owners. He was born on this day, 1961. He left us in an accident way too early. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
That is your almanac. As promised, Mary Chapin Carpenter, the Big 6-0. And she's going to tell us about, well, sometimes you're the bug. Bob FM.
Well, it's a strange old game. Learn it slow.